singing. Probably nobody here, with the exception of my oldest daughter, my own.
Do something up there, boy. We'll fire you. With the exception of my oldest daughter, I probably appreciate our pianist more than anybody here. But sometimes it's good. Not that he's not here, but I enjoy just singing a cappella. Amen? I like that. Take your Bibles and turn to 1 Samuel chapter number 23. 1 Samuel chapter number 23. And just look at a verse of Scripture tonight. And probably won't keep you but just a very few minutes tonight, but I want to give you something that I hope will help you. 1 Samuel chapter number 23, and I want to look at verse number 16. 1 Samuel 23 and verse number 16, where the Bible said, "And Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David into the wood and strengthened his hand in God." Let's read it again. "And Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David into the wood and strengthened his hand in God." This is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. I love reading about Jonathan and David and their friendship with one another. In another place, the Bible said that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. In other words, they were almost, as you would say in a marriage, they too became one. Amen? They became one in that great friendship. And I'm going to talk about friendship just for a few minutes tonight. You know, the Bible said in Proverbs that a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. Amen. Amen. I've had people leave the church before, and this was their reason. We just don't have any friends. Well, there's probably a good reason for that. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Give that some thought. If you don't attract friends very well, you just may not be friendly. Right. Amen. Some people will say, "Well, I'm just shy and reserved and I don't say very much." That don't mean you can't be friendly.
Yeah.
Amen. My wife and I, this is really when I started thinking about this. We went on the Silver Comet Trail on Monday on Memorial Day. We rode 35 and a half miles. And I think that's why I have the stiff neck now. But anyway, we did. We had a great time. But we passed this older couple, and I wave at everybody I pass. You know, everybody that comes by, some of them boys are serious. They're all hunkered down, you know, and they're running 50 miles an hour. But they'll at least nod at you when you wave at them. We passed this old man and woman, and he was in front, and I threw up my hand, and he didn't even look. He just, like he's trying his best not to look at me. And I thought, "Well, you old snob." And If it had been back in my lost days, I'd have probably run him down. But then his wife was coming right behind him, and I said, "Hey, how are you doing?" She did the same thing. I thought, "Boy, I bet y'all don't have many friends." Yeah. Amen? I bet y'all don't have a whole lot of friends. What is amazing to me about this friendship with Jonathan and David was the fact of who Jonathan's daddy was. Jonathan's daddy was King Saul, the one who's after David trying to kill him. And Jonathan remains his friend. Now, David is out hiding in the woods. He's all alone. He's on the run. And who comes to him but his best friend, Jonathan? And I love what the Bible said. The Bible said he strengthened his hand in God. And we'll get to that in a few minutes. But I want to talk about friendship tonight. Listen, I want to have friends. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. I want to have friends. But I also want to be a good friend. Amen. If somebody is describing me to somebody else and says something about Eddie White, and if somebody says, "Oh, he's my friend," I want them to be able to mean that from their heart. Amen. Amen. Sometimes friendship is work. Would you agree with that? Sometimes friendship is work, man. Some people are just hard to be a friend to. Amen. And some friends that you have are so demanding. Amen. You got those friends that never call you unless they need something? Amen. That's kind of the way Jay Bice was. And I love Brother Jay. He was my hero. He led me to the Lord. But I used to live across the road from him. And he would sit with binoculars, I think, and watch for my work truck to pull in the yard. He was waiting for me to get home. He'd call me and say, "Hey, Doc, are you busy?" I'd say, "No, I'm not. I ain't even gotten a house yet." He'd say, "Well, come over and help me for a few minutes. We need to go pick up a couple of bales of hay." It's something like that every day. Every day. He'd want me to come help him do something. A couple of bales of hay, was that meant 200. Amen. Anyway, you got those friends that every time you see their name on the caller ID, you wonder what they want. Amen. Yeah. And you know they're going to want something. So some people, it takes a lot of work to be their friend. Amen. Yeah. But you know what? Sometimes it's worth the work that you put into the friendship.
Yeah.
Amen. Because you also have their phone number.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You know, friends shouldn't be ashamed to ask for help from a friend.
That's right.
Amen. I want to look at some character traits or some attributes of Jonathan's friendship toward David. I want you to notice, first of all, that Jonathan had character. Jonathan had character. If you're going to be a good friend to somebody, you're going to have some character. How many of y'all know what character is?
Amen.
Amen. Character is what you are when nobody's looking. Amen. Character is what you are when you're by yourself. Amen. It takes character to be somebody's friend. Hey, if somebody hadn't got character, they're going to make a poor friend. Amen. Character. Listen, man, Jonathan arose, the Bible said, and when everybody else was trying to kill David, Jonathan rose and went to him. Listen, Jonathan was also in Saul's army. Amen. He was also a soldier in Saul's army who was after David to kill him. Now, brother, it took character when everybody else wanted to do wrong. Jonathan did right.
Amen.
Amen. I want a friend that's just going to, when everybody else decides to do wrong, they're going to say, no, I'm his friend no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what character will do? Character will shut everybody else out and what everybody else is having to say. Character will tune every bit of that out, and character will rest on the friendship. Amen. Saul's, or Jonathan's daddy, Saul, was convinced that he had to kill David. I mean, he was convinced. He had the whole nation convinced that he had to kill David.
Amen.
He's got the entire army convinced that we've got to kill this boy. Amen.
Yes.
But brother, Jonathan had some character. And Jonathan said, this ain't right. Amen. Every now and then, if you're going to be somebody's really be their friend, you're going to have to say, this ain't right.
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
You
call yourself somebody's friend, but then you'll listen to gossip about them. That's not good character.
Amen.
Amen. A real friend would say, hey, excuse me, wait a minute. I'll talk to you as long as you want to talk, but we're not going to talk about them.
Amen.
I consider that person my friend.
Amen.
And that person considers me their friend.
Yeah.
Amen. Real character won't put up with that stuff. Real character will go, hope, stop right there.
Yeah.
Amen. I believe real character get a little bit of righteous indignation about them. That means mad in the Greek. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
When people start running your friends in the ground.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We're their friend to their face. But it's a different story when they're not around.
Amen.
Amen. You know what girls do when they get together? I've got two girls. And they'd have girls come over to spend the night. You know what they did? Talk about the one that wasn't there. Amen. I mean, they'd just crucify the one that wasn't there. That is not good character. If you're really my friend, you won't talk about me.
Yeah.
And if I'm really your friend, I won't talk about you.
Amen.
Amen. And I won't turn against you when everybody else does.
Yeah.
Amen. Everybody else was against David. Everybody else was after David. But because of Jonathan's character, you see, Jonathan remembers when his soul was knit to the soul of David. You know what that meant? That meant he's my friend regardless. Amen. So there was character in his friendship. That was what made him a good friend. Amen. You know why Brother Charles is such a good friend? He's a man of great character.
Yes, sir.
Brother Freddie is a good friend because he's a man of great character. Amen. And we ought to work to build character in our lives. And you know what character does? Character bases all of its decisions according to what's right. Amen. Character bases all its decisions, thank you, Brother Tom, according to what is right. And every now and then, you ought to just stop and go, wait a minute, this ain't right. Amen. This is not right. Say you become very good friends with somebody here in the church. And all of a sudden, that somebody here in the church, they get, I don't know, backslid or whatever, and they get out of church. Are you still going to be their friend?
Amen.
Come on, listen to me. Are you still going to be their friend? You may not be able to go where they go. You may not be able to hang out with them, but you can still be a friend to them.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I wonder how many people have gotten out of church and in months down the road, somebody approach them and they say, you know, I've been out of church all this time and not one person's called me.
Yes,
Amen. Amen. To somebody who's backslid already, they're looking for excuses.
Yeah.
Amen. They're hunting a reason to turn on you.
Yeah.
They're hunting a reason to run the church in the ground.
Yeah.
Amen. And there they sit. They're already bitter. They're already in a spiritually weak position. And now they can say, all those people who said they were my friends haven't once picked up the phone.
Amen.
Amen. The character of true friendship will dial the number and say, hey, how are you? I don't need to know what all your problems are. I just want you to know I love you. Amen.
Yes,
you know, that's pretty much what Jonathan did with David.
Amen.
Amen. That's what Jonathan did with David. He went to him and strengthened his hand in God. Amen. Wouldn't that be a blessing?
Yes.
Amen. How many of you would be hurt if you were missing from here for a month or so and not one person called? Would that bother you? It'd bother me. I really believe you care more about me than that.
Amen.
So true friendship, number one, possesses character. If you're going to be a good friend, a friend like Jonathan was to David, you're going to have some character. Not only did he have character, but he was consistent. He was consistent. Now listen carefully. A few months ago, they were writing songs about David. A few months ago, David was a local hero. He was a movie star, if you will, a rock star or whatever. He was the man.
Yeah.
Amen. He came into town, brother. They were singing songs about him. That's what got Saul jealous to start with. It was easy to be his friend then.
Yeah.
Amen. Everybody wanted to be David's friend then. I mean, he just killed Goliath, brother. He just did something that nobody in the entire army of Israel would do. David stepped up and got the job done, and now he's a local hero, and everybody wants to hang out with David. But something changed, didn't it? They're not writing songs about him now. He's hiding in the woods. Where is everybody who wants to be his friend? Because he's alone. But Jonathan's consistent. In other words, he's there when it's good, but he's there when it's bad. Amen. He's there when it's good. He's there when it's bad. Brother Shane called today, and I talked to him for a little bit. And by the way, men, he could use some phone calls. That man is as low as I've ever seen anybody right now. He is pitiful, and I know it's hard. That's what makes being a friend tough sometimes. Because it ain't always, hey, brother, how you doing? Nah, nah. Brother, it won't be that kind of phone call. Because he's not doing good.
Amen?
Amen. He's not doing good. And he tried to call me and I missed him. I tried to call him back and I got his voicemail. We played phone tag a little bit. And finally I got through to him. He said, brother, I'm glad you called me back. And I said, what's up? He said, I just knew I could talk to you. Amen. Now, boy, that's what a friend ought to be. Like right now, Brother Shane, he's not able to do nothing for me. He would if he could, but he can't even come and sit in the services and hear me preach. He would love to be able to, but he can't.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, I have nothing to gain from this friendship right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I'm going to be a consistent friend, I'm going to be a friend to that man just like I was when he was working on the buses.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a friend to that man just like I was when he was serving and working hard here in the church. I'm going to be the same friend when he's down that I was when he was up. Amen. True friendship not only possesses character, but true friendship is consistent.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to just be Brother Eric's friend while he's my school principal. I don't want to just be his friend while he's my youth pastor and I'm getting something out of him. Amen. You know, that's the way a lot of friendships are. They're only good as long as they're getting something out of you.
Amen.
Amen. How many of you guys remember how many friends you gained when you got your car? Come on, talk to you. Y'all remember that? You got a car. Nobody used to call you and say, hey, man, what are you doing tonight? But, buddy, you got a car. Everybody, hey, man. I said, look, dude, it's a Volkswagen. I can't take 50 people to Dallas. That's all there is to it. Hey, man. You had friends coming out your ears. As long as you had a pocket full of money, friends. Hey, man. Remember that rich young, not the rich young ruler, but the prodigal son? Buddy, he was partying it up as everybody was surrounding him till the money was gone. That's not friends, that's parasites, that's users, amen?
Amen.
I don't want to be a user kind of friend.
Amen, brother.
Amen. I'm getting ahead of myself there, but it's good. Amen. True friendship possesses character. If you're going to be a real friend, you're going to have some character about you. If you're going to be a real friend to somebody, you're going to have to be consistent. Consistent. I want you to think about some people tonight that you have said you were their friend, or if you were asked, if you were asked about it, you would say you're their friend, but you hadn't been consistent in the friendship. You loved them when they were here, but now that they're gone, you know, it's easy to do, out of sight, out of mind. Amen. But we need to work on being consistent in our friendships.
Amen.
Amen. Consistent in our friendship. I've got a feeling when Jonathan found David here in the woods, and he was probably depressed, wouldn't you figure? The king, the whole army is after him trying to kill him. He knows he's supposed to be king. I'd say he is probably pretty down. You know what Jonathan said? That same friend he was back after he slayed Goliath and he was a public hero. Same friend. Nothing changed. You know what he said? He said, David, come on. He said, you're going to be king. He said, I'm going to be right there by your side. Boy, that's encouraging, wasn't it? You've got the king's own son coming to you in your lowest, darkest hour and saying, hey, man, it's going to be all right. You're still going to be king. Hey, I'm your friend. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This ain't real fiery jumping the pews preaching tonight. But if we're going to be what we claim to be, we're going to have to work on this thing of being a better friend. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. He had character. He was consistent. But Jonathan's friendship, thirdly, had something to contribute to the relationship. Amen. Now, I would say that somebody would have a lot to gain by being David's friend, wouldn't you? Amen. I'd say they'd have a lot to gain by being his friend. He's fixing to sit on the throne. Amen. I would say it'd be a very valuable thing to be his friend. But Jonathan not only had something to gain from David, but Jonathan had something to give to David. Amen. I want, as a friend, to have something to offer in the friendship. Amen. I want to contribute to the friendship. I got ahead of myself a while ago. I don't want to be a parasite. Amen. I don't want you to dread seeing me coming. What's he want now? Amen. But I'd like to be able to help you every now and then. Amen. Other than just preaching to you and feeding you from the Word of God. I'd like, personally, as a friend, I'd like to be able to help you every now and then if I can. Amen. I can't do a whole lot. I can talk your ear off. Amen. And that's what Jonathan did. Jonathan didn't come with no magic spells. He didn't come with no potions. He didn't even come with any great solutions. He didn't come and say, David, I got an idea. No, he just came and strengthened his hand in the Lord.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. You know what he did? He aided him spiritually.
Yeah.
Amen. If he strengthened his hand in God, it must have been weak. Wouldn't you think? Hey, listen, if somebody is out of church, they're not spiritually strong.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, how would you strengthen somebody's hand in God? Just give it some thought a minute. How would you go about that? Well, maybe quote them some scripture. Yeah, that'd help. Well, maybe you could remind them of what God's already done. Amen. Maybe you could say, you remember back when we was in church together? You remember how good it was when the Spirit of God got to moving? Remember that night you stood up and testified and talked about how good God's been to you? Hey, just make them remember what it is God's done. Strengthen their hand in God. I know some Christians who are spiritually busted tonight.
Yes,
amen. They've hit rock bottom. Brother Shane's way down there on the list. He needs some help. I'm not talking about he's out in the world. I'm not talking about he's out of the will of God. I'm just saying he's very low spiritually. It seems like when things have gotten their worst, something else comes and hits him right between the eyes.
Amen.
And he took a pretty hard blow yesterday. Amen. Reckon we could encourage him? Reckon we could encourage him? Brother Charles, I believe it was, a couple Saturdays ago, did you go by and see him? Do you know, as soon as you walked out his door, he called me. As soon as Brother Charles walked out his door, Brother Shane called me and said, guess what? Brother Charles just came to see me. I said, well, praise the Lord, brother. I mean, it was just a different tone in his voice. Listen, we have something to contribute. When somebody's in that kind of shape, and somebody's that low, and somebody's that down, our first excuse is, well, I don't know what in the world to say. Come on, talk to me. I don't know. What do you say? You ain't really got to say nothing. Go sit on the couch, watch TV with them. Amen. Stop and buy a cold drink. Go in. Eat tater chips with him, something. Amen. You ain't got to have all the right words all the time. Amen. It's just being there. Amen. Amen. We have something to contribute to our friendships in that we can strengthen each other. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says that iron sharpeneth iron, so doth a man the countenance of his friend. Amen. Amen. That's always blown my mind, how you can take a steel rod and sharpen a knife with it. Isn't that amazing? I mean, that just goes against, you'd think, that's dull a knife. Amen. But it doesn't. Iron sharpeneth iron, so doth a man the countenance of his friend. Listen, you and I ought to make each other better. Amen. We ought to make each other better. We ought to encourage each other. You know what? Some people bring bad things to a friendship. Amen. People who encourage you to go away from God, that's not a good friend. Amen. That's a pretty good enemy. Amen. When even people in your family, when they find out you go to church here. Seriously. Oh, you can't tell me you're mixed up in that. I always heard it was a cult. You know everybody who calls this a cult has never been here? Every single person who says we're a cult has never been here. That always amazes me.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know how many people I've had come and join the church and say, this ain't what I heard. Amen. Why don't you tell that crowd to visit one time? Amen. Amen. Listen, real friends contribute to the relationship. They don't take away from it. Amen. I want to make you better for being my friend. Amen. And I want to choose friends that make me better. Amen. I get to go every year and spend a few days alone with Brother Fisher. First time I ever done it scared me to death. The preacher said, I hadn't got you a hotel room, but a family gave up their house, and you and Brother Fisher stayed in that house together. And I went, You know, I was expecting him to float up off the bed when he slept and stuff like that. I mean, really was. I mean, he's just a spiritual giant to me. I was scared to death. I walked in, he's sitting there in his t-shirt and shorts and a pair of socks, eating popcorn. I said, hallelujah, it ain't going to be that bad after all. You know? Amen. But I look forward to that now every year, just spending some time. You know what? I feel spiritually stronger after being with him for a while. Amen. Amen. Then you got those friends, after you've been with them a little while, you feel like you just need to repent. Amen. Uh-huh. Come on, you got them, I got them, we all got them. Amen. You feel like Brother Freddie, who are you staring at? Oh, he's looking at Cody. Amen. You got those friends that, brother, and I'm not saying you can't be their friend, but you ought to choose friends that make you spiritually stronger. Poor old Cody, he ain't that bad. Brother Freddie said, yeah, he is. And Cody's agreeing. Amen. Amen. Brother Dwayne said, try living with him. Amen. True friendship has character. True friendship is consistent. No matter the situation, you're still a friend.
Amen.
Amen. You're still a friend.
Amen.
Let me ask you a question. If Brother Freddie, and several of you say you're Brother Freddie's friend, Brother Tony, you work with him every day. Is that right? I mean, y'all pretty tight and pretty close. Brother Freddie's been a friend to a lot of you. But what if he left Shelley? What if he cheated on her and done her bad wrong? She'd choke his eyeballs out. Would you go to his funeral? Amen. But seriously, get back on track, Brother President. But seriously, would you still be his friend? Come on. Give it some thought. Yeah, but he's wicked. I know. But spiritually, he ain't right. I know. I wonder if he was ever there for you when you spiritually wasn't right. Where are you going? Just have a seat. I mean, think about it. When you were probably at your spiritual weakness, that sucker was there.
Yes, he was.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
He's probably set you down, gave you some good advice a time or two.
Yes, sir.
He's probably called your phone when you was out of church. Amen. In other words, that friendship has got to be consistent.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what you do or where you go or how bad you mess up, I still want to be able to be your friend.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, some friends won't allow you to do that. They just won't allow you to remain their friend. But that don't mean you can't give it a shot.
Yes,
amen.
Right.
I've got a friend like that. I would love to contact him and be his friend, but he just won't allow me to do that. Because he's one of those guys who uses the relationship. Anyway, I won't go there. But real friendship has character. Real friendship is consistent. And real friendship contributes to the relationship. It has something to give. Amen. You say, I don't have anything to give. Yes, you do. You've got a smile. Amen. You've got an encouraging word. You can be a better friend than what you have been. I guarantee you. Amen. I don't want to be like them snobs on them bicycles. Amen. If I see them again, I'm going to run them off the trail. Amen. Whoops. Amen. I think I'm going to quit right there. Yeah. A real friend is somebody with character. Now, I'm not asking you to judge your friends. And so let's see, does brother so-and-so really have character? No, judge yourself. Do I have character?
Amen.
As a friend, do I have character?
Amen.
Amen. And if I do, I'm going to attract people who have character.
Yeah.
People with no character don't want to hang around somebody who has some character.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Is my friendship consistent? Whether they're there for me or not, am I there for them when they need me? And does my friendship contribute anything to the relationship? Amen. You know the best friends in this world ought to be your friends at church.
Yes.
Amen. Now, I've got friends outside of this church. I've got good friends that don't go here. But my best friends are in this room tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, my best friends are right here in this room tonight.
Amen.
And if our friendship is built right with character, and it's consistent and contributes. Hey, listen, it'd make it real hard for the devil to tear his church up.
Amen.
Amen. I find it hard to believe people who stand in a church and talk about how much they love each other go somewhere else and talk about how much they hate them.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. And they do it all the time.
Amen.
People who say they're Christians. Amen.
Amen,
I grew up with people in church, heard them testify over and over and over. And they used to do something at White Oak. They called it giving flowers while they're living. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
and they'd stand up and testify and say, oh, so-and-so's been such a blessing to me. I love you, brother. I mean, they'd do that all the time, wouldn't they, Mom?
Yes,
and I know some of those very people that would stand up and give those testimonies. Now, if you run into them, you ain't seen old so-and-so, have you? I mean, brother, just run them in the ground. I thought, wait a minute, that's the same person you used to stand up and testify about what a blessing they were.
Right.
Amen. But I don't want to be that kind of friend. I don't think it ever was a friend to begin with. Amen. Well, friends are friends when it's good, and friends are friends when it's bad. You know what? You know what true friendship can handle? Disagreement. Amen. True friendship can handle disagreement. Me and Brother Freddie can be friends and him drive a Ford. Amen. And me drive a Chevrolet, amen. We can be still be friends. And you know what? Now, that's just joking, but we can seriously have a Bible disagreement.
Yes, sir.
You say, you agree with everything he says? No. Boy, y'all got quiet right there? Probably not.
Amen.
As much as I talk behind this pulpit, he ain't going to agree with everything I say. But he loves me. Amen. And I love him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard some of his ideas. I said, man, where'd you come from with that one, boy? I mean, brother, he does. He has a thinking kind of brain, brother. Amen. I'm like, wow, okay. Amen. You know, some people, if they don't dot every I the same and cross every T the same, they can't even be around each other.
Yeah.
Amen. We're not robots, man.
Right.
We didn't come out of cookie cutter molds. We're different.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. And true friendship sees past the differences.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
If he taught something in Sunday school, I don't know why I'm picking on him so much, but if he taught something in Sunday school that I totally disagreed with, totally, I probably wouldn't even correct him. Unless it became an issue. Why? His friendship to me is worth a disagreement or two or three or four. Amen? I would rather have his friendship. Does that make any sense? True friendship can handle disagreement. True friendship can even handle confrontation. True friendship can handle saying, hey, brother, that ain't right, and you know it. That would end a lot of so-called friendships, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Amen. What if one of your so-called friends came to you and say, you know what you're doing ain't right, brother. I'm going to pray God to help you with that. Would that offend you? Come on. Everybody's going, no, it wouldn't bother me. See me at the church. We'll find something. Amen. I mean, think about it seriously. There was a time spiritually when that would have probably ticked me off. But now it don't bother me one bit. Amen. Doesn't bother me one. It's according to who it is. If it's somebody I consider to be my friend, if Brother Charles came to me and said, and he did one day, boy, it got on me but good. I'm scarred for life. I'll never get over it. Brother, and I deserved it, boy. Amen. I did. I had it coming. Brother Charles stood in my driveway and shook his finger. He said, don't you ever do that again. You know what I did? I went in the house and I cried like a baby. Oh, Brother Charles hurt your feelings? No, I let him down. Wasn't a huge matter, but I let him down. Bless God, I ain't never done it again. I appreciate that kind of friend. Amen. I appreciate that kind of friend that can come to you, or you can go to them, and the friendship's not tore all to pieces. It's actually made stronger. Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight.